Will Power joins us. He is the defending champion, the Honda Indy of Toronto. As we mentioned, the 2014 Verizon IndyCar Series champion. Will, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us today. When someone mentions the Honda Indy of Toronto to you, what's the first thing that comes to mind as a driver? What separates this race from other races on the calendar?
I would have to say that it's the way the track's laid out and the different grip levels around the track. You got cement in the middle of the corner, so you go from a lot of grip to no grip. So it really makes it a driver's track and creates good racing because it has such a long back straight into a tight corner. So, yeah, you always think of Toronto, you think of mayhem as far as the race goes.
Mm-hmm. For a driver, when you're dealing with a track where the grip level may not be consistent, and I don't know how consistent it is, how consistent some other tracks are, but when you're dealing with a track that is especially tricky, how do you go about planning for that as a driver, and B, how does your team go about taking that into account?
Yeah, it's It is very difficult to get a balance on the car because it has different balances on different grip levels. So it's a track about compromise, and that's kind of, you've got to find the best compromise that, you know, is going to work for you as a driver. And, you know, I think that's what gives you a quick car around that place. I mean, you've got to obviously somewhat manipulate the car with the tools you have, obviously steering wheel and pedals and such, to make the car do things that it doesn't want to do just because of the way the grip levels change. And that's the tough thing about Toronto, is finding that compromise.
In a race like that, on a track like that, is your view of things, your input into things, even more important than perhaps at another track? You know, because you are the guy out there, you know, we can have all the instrumentation we want, all the, you know, the digital stuff we want, but you're the guy in the car, you're the guy feeling the track, you're feeling the car as it goes over the track. Does that put more of a more pressure on you to get it right when you're talking to the team about what you may or may not be doing in terms of the setup of the car, or in terms of just how the car is, you know, is dealt with during the race?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you got so much information now on these cars, with all the data and the sensors. You can always see where you're struggling in comparison to your teammate and even the other cars in the series, because you got sector times and such. So you kind of, you know, work on the areas that you're a little weak, you know, during the practice sessions, and and then try to put all that together for qualifying. And then the race obviously is another story as far as keeping out of trouble and you know, understanding how the tires degrade, which seems to change every year depending on the car configuration and how the track surface is. But it's you know, every track's different, and they all require, I would say, the same amount of work you got to put in to get everything right and all the details to be fast. But Toronto's the most unique, just because of a different sort of track, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing like it on the series. There's nothing like it. It's a very interesting street course.
How is your view of your season so far? What is your view of your season so far, I should say?
Yeah, it's been a good season. I feel like we could have won more races.
You've had three poles, right? Three poles and two wins, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Three poles, two wins. I was leading Barber and got a puncture with not many laps to go, which was, it's a tough day. and had an engine issue at the first race, or a mechanical failure. But right there, I'm in the game. Definitely in the game. There's about five guys who are all right there in the championship. It's going to be a tough battle. So, just really happy to be in there. I really want to win another championship. You know, I really do. So I'm very determined in these last seven races to really execute and get it all right.